time. I look like Freshwater on the stop.
Freshwater and Bryce Leshen again in on there. Dustin Van Loon, the third leading rusher coming into tonight's contest. So very capable runner.
Again, pro set here. Here's a fake handoff. That quarterback hitting the backfield, and he's going to be dropped all the way back to the 10-yard line. Big C, that defensive front, doing a great job of getting penetration and making the contact there on the quarterback sack.
That's right. It just looked like just a quick bump and go, and the quarterback did that two fake handoffs right there. He was just right on him and just got the sack.
That's Brett Freshwater coming in from that left linebacker position, excuse me, middle linebacker position, and just shot the gap quick and was in there before even the quarterback could turn and do a fake handoff.
Third down, a half a mile here for the Indians. Ball at the 11-yard line. Third down, 21. Just underway here. The Indians with a handoff right up the middle. Met at the line of scrimmage and brought down once again. T, that defensive front flexing his muscle, showing its quickness.
You know, these guys are so quick and so strong on this line, you know. It's going to be a long night for these Clark kids.
You know, just a great start for that defense, and we've always talked to some of the Blue Demons. They really like that defense to come out first and get the first pops and the first hits going on for the Blue Demon squad, and that's indeed what they've done here tonight. Forces up a 4th and 20 from their own 12-yard line now, so obvious punting situation for the Clark Indians. Deep for the Blue Demons is Shadow Leshen. Can't see, I think, that Hunter Welton.
Here's a snap, and it's going to go out of the end zone, and that's going to be a safety on the Indians. So Albiel put two up on the scoreboard first, and then we'll have the kick. That is a safety, and Albiel will that defense did a great job of putting the pressure on there and back the Indians up, and they'll get two on the board for it.
Yep, they'll do the safety, and then they'll get the free kick coming up here, and so we'll continue to see how this game progresses.
Well, Albiel gets two on the board. The scoreboard's hot and heavy at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, guys, the Dorfinghouses are checking in, and they're listening, gathered around the campfire. And, Greg, I got to bring the cruiser in for some new tires, so we'll be in a few weeks. Hey, here's some scores coming in. Eddieville Blakesburg has just scored on Cardinal. It's now 13-6. The Rockets on top of Cardinal looking for their third win of the season. Wayne leads Mormon Trail 2-0, and it's North Mahaska on top of English Valley's 14-0. Pekin has scored on Linville Sully 7-0, and Sigourney and Wilton are tied at 7. Let's go back live to you guys.
The Shagged Wagon might need a little work there, too. I kind of took it on a little bit of a steep grade coming
in.
Oh,
buddy, I'll tell you what. I about lost my cookies. And Dan pulls in here, and there's a big...
Did you know you can qualify for an Alliant Energy rebate when you insulate your home or business? Conley Insulation is an Alliant Energy efficiency dealer. Conley Insulation is a family-owned full-service insulation contractor, fully insured and state licensed. Call Conley at 777-1890. They'll tell you about rebates from Alliant Energy. You must be a customer of Alliant Energy to qualify. For more information, go to AlliantEnergy.com and call Conley at 777-1890.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Our thanks go out to Stephen Leslie Goodlow for sponsoring Albia and Cyclone Sports here on Thunder Country KIIC. Your dial is set to 96.7, or maybe you're listening on the web at KIICradio.com, or you can download the free KIIC app to your mobile device and stay tuned in.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
After 12 years of working out of our home, we decided to kick my mother, Leslie Goodlow, and the girls, Dara May and Cindy Stafford, to the curb. That curb is located at 20 Washington Avenue East, otherwise known as the Cutting Edge, with services including perms, pedicures, cuts, colors, wigs, waxings, extensions, and manicures. Available 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday, with appointments earlier or later available upon request. Walk-ins are always welcome, or call us at 932-2111 to make your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
In with the Blue Demon touchdown. A little technical flaw over here, but the Blue Demons are flawless on offense. They flex their muscle first. A six up on the board. The extra point is up and good by Bosser. Now we'll take a 9-0 lead, 8:58 to go here in the opening quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Buffalo Blue Cheese Thick Burger.
Thank you, Buffalo, New York, for buffalo sauce and blue cheese. Tangy, spicy, vinegary Frank's Red Hot sauce mixed with a creamy, salty, funky blue cheese. Listen, it's tasty enough on a chicken wing. It's a damn revelation when it's on a burger. Listen, that spicy heat kind of creeps in real slow, making each bite just hotter than the last. But then the creamy blue cheese and Swiss cheese come in to cool it all off. I mean, look, the charbroiled beef patty with the smoky juiciness mixing with the hot and spicy of the sauce with the cheese, and it's just the whole thing. It's just a perfect, delicious burger.
The Buffalo Blue Cheese Thick Burger with Frank's Red Hot Sauce and Blue Cheese Crumbles. Only at Hardee's. Eat like you mean it. For a limited time, participating restaurants. Frank's Red Hot is a registered trademark of Reckitt Benckiser LLC.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Albia, contact the Homestead Assisted Living Director, Lana Sohn, at 641-932-2102.
After the Conley's playful insulation kickoff, the Indians have the ball now. It'll be third down and eight. 8 minutes to go here, opening quarter. Albia out in front, 9-0. A short gain, and once again, that Blue Demon defense flexing his muscles, showing their quickness up front, creating some mismatches up front, causing the Indians all kinds of trouble. Third down and long here. Albia scored on its opening possession. Luke Sarver with the Albia touchdown. Sweeney, the quarterback under center, and movement on the Indians. That's going to march it back 5 more yards. We have a third down and 13 after the 5-yard marker. Working on a few technical things here on our end, but we're getting it put together. Trying to get the high fidelity up and rolling once again here. Getting to connection, and we're on right here. And let's see if we can connect via My Joe will come in hot 256.
56, brings down the 64. That would be great. As we continue to roll on here. Third down, 13 for the Indians.
13 for the Indians. And here is a quick pass. And nearly intercepted. Well-run pattern at nine there in defense. And that's going to be for another fourth down here for the Indians. Of course, on their last possession, punted out of their own end zone. And the snap went up over the top of the punter.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, as we go to a little fidelity here. As ran into a few technical problems, but the Blue Demons defense and offense has been firing in all cylinders here. Lesha, along with Bear, standing just on the other side of the 50-yard line. Here comes the snap. The kick is nearly blocked, and it's going to sail, be picked up by Bear. He'll take it all the way down to the 40-yard line. Good open field tackle that time by the Indians, but nearly blocked. T and C across the way, lost her for a moment, but guys, that defense is really tough.
Yeah, I mean, they're just firing at all cylinders, like you said, executing everything. If the last play that you probably didn't get, Blake Bear almost just got the interception right there.
9-0 Albia. Albia scored its first 2 points on a safety as the Indians tried to punt out of their own end zone. Albia with the football now. Rolling back is Leshen. Throws it in the flat. It's complete. Running ahead is Eugen. Eugen has the first down inside the 30-yard line to about the 23. And it looks like there's a flag on the play as well.
Yeah, and then that 9-0 score you talk about, Ryan Sarver just had a really good series of rushing yards there, and that last little run about 7 yards out just drove straight up the middle and scored the touchdown, and the extra point was good. So that gets that score to 9-0 currently here at this game.
9-0 Albia out in front here, but has been in complete control this entire ballgame. And once again, guys, the penalty is going to move the chains ahead on the face mask. T, you're right there. You got to see it in 3D.
Yep, just an incidental. It wasn't a bad one. It was just a five-yarder.
Big T in 3D. Now, that's sad. That is something.
Yeah, that's something you want to see.
Lesha,
I think we're on Dr. Seuss now.
Under center. Lesha rolls back, has time, throws it across Sarver. The middle. Wide open. Sarver in for the Albia touchdown. And, Christian, that was well executed there by the Blue Demons. And the Blue Demons showing that they can run it and they can throw it.
That's right. Luke Sarver right there, the tight end, just wide open in the flats on a fly. Throw and catch in the end zone.
Send it, Piersbacher, funeral home, touchdown, Albia. Albia now 15-0 over Clark Bosser to try the extra point.
You know, they talk about doing their best, and certainly that's what the Blue Demons are bringing out tonight. But when Ryan Sarver scores, you know his twin brother Luke wants to get a piece of the action as well, so he's out there representing for the Blue Demons. Did a nice job with that. Little flag or whistle and flag there before the snap.
So that makes both Sarver boys getting a touchdown here.
So
they're going to have a false start on the Albia Blue Demons, and they'll have to redo it. You guys, of all the things that you want to improve on, and you when you have a big win like you've had the first 2 weeks, this is one area of the game that Albia can say, hey, we really can focus on this and improve on
extra points. We had a lot of flags last week, and you know at halftime, I know we had at least two PATs that we missed, and so that's something to really get better at. You know, as the season goes on, every point will matter, and it's important to just to execute at your best level.
Bosser to do the kicking. A snap. The hold is there. The kick is up. It's high enough, long enough, and it will be good enough, and Albia will take a 16-0 lead. 6:45 to go. Opening quarter. We'll go back to the Friday Night Light studio and get a scoring update. Jay Mill, get us updated what's going on Friday night.
All right. Good job, guys. Thank you very much. Let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, where Albia now leads 16-0. Norwalk has just scored on Sheraton. It's 7-0 Norwalk. Some other scores of local interest. The Rockets lead the Cardinal 13-6. Eddieville Blakesburg up on Cardinal 13-6. Wayne still leads Mormon Trail 2-0. Davis County looking for their first win of the season. And Albia's next opponent has just scored on I-35 at Truro. It's DC 7. The Mustangs 7. The Roadrunners 0. North Mahaska in the second quarter leads English Valleys 14-8. Pekin leads Lindell solely by a point, 7-6. And Wilton has now gone up on Sigourney Kyoto 7-14. Those are the scores as we have them. Of course, we're going to keep an eye on that Grinnell-Pella game tonight, as well as many others. Let's go back live to the field in Osceola. Here's Jason Dan, Big T in 3D, and Big C.
Here comes the Conley spray foam insulation kickoff deep, taking back for the 5-yard line, and there's a big open field tackle. A ton of brick hits there by the Blue Demons all the way to the air on the sideline. Albia knocked the ball out. Does the Indians do come up with, though?
Yeah, that's right. Their big lineman right there, number 77, just his long body. Just instantly, once he saw it, just dove for it and right on it, and we just couldn't get to it.
Yeah, 77 checks in at 6'6", 270 pounds.
Yeah,
so big strong lineman, you bet.
That's a lot of meat up there. It's 270. Drew Wishon. Third down now and long. Quarterback rolls back. And here's a quick handoff running up the middle and brought down. Big gain right at the middle there by the Indians. That might be enough for a first down, guys. You got the beat on it across the way.
Yeah, the coming, and you know, they actually just ran right by the running back.
Put the ball down, and I don't know, they may have to bring the chains out on this one, guys. It's going to be a micrometer here. It's going to decide this.
Yep, our officials are going to finally make that call. They wanted to get a measurement because it is very, very close.
Well, you guys are right there. Can't you line that up? I tell you, you used to go out on a limb and actually take some risk and predict whether it's going to. Last week, you waited for him to call it to make a decision.
No, we're fourth down here. We're fourth down.
Oh, he's going. He's right. Making the call. Atta kid.
Christian, you want to wager one way or the other? I think you want
Sorry,
Christian.
First
down. Tim, you need to see Doc Adler, buddy.
I am not going over to the casino after this.
That was a first down by about 2 football lengths.
But there was the crown of the field that T could not see over, so let's give him a little break here.
I could see over. Christian couldn't.
Whoops.
That's why I had to make the call.
Oh, that is low, T. Don't pick on the short Matt Summers kids, all right? Let's leave us alone now. First down and 10 for the Indians. Their first down of the night. Sweeney, counter play, counter reverse. Running with the football, being hit in the backfield and brought down. Good read there by the Blue Demon defense. Dan, a counter play followed by a reverse, and Albia stayed at home and did their assignment.
That's just what I was going to say. The right side here with Justin Bossert and Hugh Sinclair did an outstanding job of staying in their spots, not overreacting. And that's what you really got to do. Those kind of plays are difficult to read, and so you just got to trust your teammates will get them if it goes away from you. And if it comes back on that reverse like it did, you'll make the tackle. And that's what Hugh Sinclair and Justin Bossert were able to do.
5:15 to go here in the opening period. Albia out in front, 16-0. Here's a quick pass right across the middle, open this time, and the completion out to the 39-yard line. That's going to be about a half yard short, it looks like. We'll wait for this spot. But that play looked like it was going to work the last time they ran that. They just couldn't execute it, but this time it was open.
Got the timing down. And, you know, Dalton Sweeney, the senior, comes in, a very capable quarterback, been quarterbacking this team for a while now, and, you know, knows what to do with that, knows these plays and the patterns that he needs to run, and it was just well executed by the Clark Indians.
Indians with another first down. Ball at the 39-yard line of Clark. Here comes the handoff over the right side. And looks like, was the ball loose, guys, across the way?
Don't believe so.
And they threw the marker in like it come loose. And,
and
it did come loose.
Yeah, good job,
T. Hey, nice job, you guys. It's a good thing that you guys don't have a sideline view of that.
I quit.
You know?
We are hundreds of feet away. And don't believe so. Blue Demon ball.
Albia's going to get the turnover, all turnovers all season long, brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, give them a call and stop out the river. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30. Albia with the football once again, Dan, into Indian territory. The average starting position last week was the 37 of Centerville. Tonight it's going to be that same kind of a field position start.
Just makes the game a lot easier for the Blue Demons, gives them a good spot to start from.
Leshen plants, throws it across the middle. It's open and in and out of the hands, the outstretched hands of Ryan Sarver, but a nice post pattern that time, see, and Ryan was off to the races.
That's right, and what the fans didn't see is Brett Leshen. He has one hand taped up. He had to catch that snap with one hand on the shotgun snap and throw the ball, and it was just right there, just out of the hand.
Yeah, nice job of the line there to give him enough time to set his feet and get a good throw, because that's a nice long deep ball. That's what you like to see, is that line giving that time for him to get set up.
Leshen comes under center, second down and 10. Plants, this time being pursued, is going to tuck it under and hit, and fighting forward. Leshen still fighting forward. The Indians there to cover that up, a gain of about a yard. That's going to bring a third down long for Albia. Let's go quickly back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, guys, some scores coming in. Eddieville Blakesburg has scored. It's now 19-6 over Cardinal. Also, North Mahaska has gone to the half with English Valleys leading 14-8. And Wilton has now gone up on the Cobras of Sigourney Kyoto 21-7. More scores here in just a second. Actually, one quick one. Oskaloosa up on Carlisle 6-0. That game in Oski. Back live to you.
Ryan Sarver split out in the slot. Luca to the far side, and they send Eugen out to the left side as well. Eugen in the flat, thrown a little behind him, but did he come up with it, guys? The indication is that he came up with the reception. Boy, that's a great diving expert there by Zach Eugen. Now Abby will have it. It looks like fourth down and about five at the 37-yard line of the Indians. And, guys, what do we do here?
Nope, they're now overruling. Say it was an incomplete pass. Yeah, the head official just now is saying, now let's go back and try that again. It did look like from us. I thought it looked like it skipped. It just was a little bit low, and then Zach did everything he could do to get his hands underneath that ball and try to reel it in.
Well, it looks like they're still going to go for it here. Fourth down and nine, ball at the 42-yard line of the Indians. Leshen under center. Quick pitch to the left side, trying to get to Sarver, get to the corner. Has a block, hit at the 40-yard line, still fighting forward, but the Indians' defense holds there, Dan, and a good open field tackle there as Sarver tried to get to that edge. He gains five, but that's going to be about 3 yards short. The ball goes back to the Indians.
Yes, it does. And, you know, Albie ran that unbalanced line to the left side, really tried to load it up with lead blockers and get an open seam for him. Ryan did a good job of hitting the gap, but tip your hat to Clark for closing that gap and making the tackle there at the, 36?
36-yard line. And how about that, Tita? Clark showing they have lots of fight in them.
They got a lot of spunk, man, and they got some big boys out here. Great open field tackle, though. That was good.
Clark with the football. Albie out in front 16-0, 3:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's a fake handoff. The quarterback being pursued by Bossert. It's going to tuck it under and have to run with it. Gets by one defender. Still on his feet near the sideline. Has a gain of about 4 or 5 yards before he's brought out of bounds. Good effort there by Sweeney, showing off his athleticism and his senior leadership, Dan. He didn't throw that ball in the traffic. He tucked it under and took it up the sideline.
And the Blue Demons leading with the shoulders, but just not wrapping up and executing their tackles. And Sweeney, again, is just a very capable runner. And, you know, he comes in leading the team in rushing with second in rushing with 187 yards total, but just 1 yard behind the running lead running back, so very capable runner.
Second down, and let's call a four here for the Indians. Albie with the 16-0 lead. Got the safety on a snap that went over the punter's head in the end zone, and then followed that up on a 7-yard touchdown run by Ryan Sarver, and Luke Sarver gets the scoring touchdown through the air. Here's a counter player. On his way towards the first down marker. Great open field. A ton of brick hits right there by the safety coming up to keep that for going to the first down. That's going to bring a fourth down one. Let's real quick run back to the Friday Night Light studio. Jay Mill, I know they're coming in hot and heavy. Let's get us updated here as we go to fourth down.
All right. It's Twin Cedars and East Union. Twin Cedars 3-0 on the season. They lead East Union 26-20 in the second quarter. Also, another score coming in. Davis County just went up with a touchdown on I-35. It's 14-0. DC on top of I-35. And one more quick one. Central Decatur is up 6-0 on Pella Christian. That's your Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Back live to you.
Third down and one. I had it down ahead, and they're just going to go up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback's going to keep it. Going to be very close to the first down marker. We'll wait for the spot. This might call on another chain visit. And Big T, I don't know. They're not going to mess with it. They're not going to refer to Big T across the way. They've had enough of that.
And Blue Demon's well scouted on that play, recognizing on that short distance situation that Clark's very competent or comfortable in doing that quarterback sneak test to pick up that yard, and that's indeed what they were able to do.
First down 10 for the Indians. They're marching their way upfield here. Three straight first downs. Send a man in motion. Here's a handoff running straight ahead. Has a nice big hole there. And here comes the flag in late. And it's going to be, I believe that'll be a personal foul on Albie. It looks like they're going to get that a late hit. But I'll wait and see for the indication here. While they're going to sort this out. And it is a personal foul on Albie. And that is a head contact there. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update real quick as they mark off this penalty.
All right, guys, we'll leave you on live here so we don't miss any action. A couple scores just coming in. Oskaloosa has gone up on Carlisle 12-0. It's Des Moines East leading by a point over Ottumwa 7-6. Urbandale scored on Johnston. It's 13-0. And I believe that does it. No, one more. West Marshall up on PCM of Monroe. PCM of Monroe ranked 7th in the state. They trail West Marshall 7-0. Back live to you.
15-yard Markov put this ball all the way down to the Albia 36-yard line, and the Indians making some noise here. And now the flags come in. It looks like movement on the Indians. But Big C across the way. The Indians have gained some of this momentum back their way.
That's right. I mean, they have plenty of fight in them. They're doing great. And they're just doing great. I mean, they're doing what they wanted to do. They're playing football, too.
T, it looks like this coordinator over here for the offense for the Indians found something on that delay up the middle.
Yeah, that we're going to get coached up on that one, I'm sure, over here.
First down and 15 after the 5-yard Markov. Here's the quarterback being pursued, hitting the backfield, and that's a ton of brick hits. And going in there
Blake
and
Lawless.
Making the tackle is Blake Lawless. And, Dan, we have called his name a number of times with big hits, and that big hit brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery.
He does a great job on that little linebacker stunt there. Comes right on the snap. The DN and the tackle take the two linemen there, and he just suits that gap. He's a little bit smaller than some linebackers, elusive, but hits so incredibly hard and just came in right on top of Sweeney before he could even get his feet set, let alone try to throw the ball.
7-yard sack on that one by Lawless. That ton of brick hits brought to you by our friends at Bluff Creek Archery. When you're looking for your fall hunting needs, give them a call and stop in today. Check out their amazing lineup of hunting gear. Here's a quick pass across the middle. This one goes incomplete and well read that time by the Blue Demon defense. Albia's been able to get pressure to the quarterback when they had to pass. Maybe this is the moment to shut down this drive here for the Indians.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. You know, we've been sending some linebackers in there and get, you know, shooting those gaps, and we'll see if we can stop them here.
1:28 to go here, opening period. 16-0 Albia.
Good start here for the Blue Demons, and certainly if we can get a stop here, that would be an excellent deal with Clark taking a possession or getting a first down on the 35 of the Blue Demons. So Blue Demons able to march them back to the 47, so we're doing a good job on this set of downs.
Sweeney rolls back, has time, plants, throws it downfield, underthrown, and incomplete, and that will bring it fourth down and 22 as Shadow Leshen was in defense. The intended receiver is big number 3, Reed Kale. Kale goes about 5'9", 140. Had a nice pattern right there.
Looks taller than I.
Yeah, he does.
He's a good-looking receiver. He had a nice move there. The shadow was just all over him. And the throw, like you say, was just a little bit underneath. And so his shadow was able to keep him away from it.
Blue Demons defense putting a stop here to the Indians' drive. For the moment, anyway. Got to watch for the fake here. Leshen and Bear back deep for the Blue Demons.
Shadow Leshen.
Here comes a high snap. The punt nearly blocked again, maybe got a piece of it, and this one is going to bounce and roll down all the way down inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. But Big C looked like Albia was going to get a piece of that ball on the punt.
That's right. That punt came down low, and it almost hit one of our players in the back, but luckily it didn't, so everything went right for the Blue Demons there.
Do have a flag out on the field there, late coming in late. I'm not sure I saw it.
Again, on Albia. Another personal
foul. Now, Coach Staten will not appreciate that. You know, in his daily email today, he talked about making sure that you win with class, you play with class, and so you want to make sure we're not doing anything that's cheap or chippy or anything. And that could have been just some incidental contact. Again, with that low punt, sometimes you get turned around and get out of position maybe to where you wanted it to be. And so maybe there's some contact that indeed warrants a flag for that, but I really didn't see anything that looked like we were doing anything out of line or out of character.
I didn't see it, but T. I know the coaches over there are probably coaching that up right now.
Yeah, they just asked that young man how he was going to get that back.
That's tough to get.
That's a real good question.
Yeah, it is, and that's the challenge for him certainly.
I didn't see. I don't want to mention any names. Period. Because these are kids and they're playing their best, and like all of us, make mistakes. But Albia now in the shadow of his own goal line. Here's a quick handoff, running straight ahead, has some running room.
Griffin
Osing across the 25, 30, 35, and it'll be brought out of bounds about the 36-yard line. Here comes another penalty, late in, and this one thrown from way behind. A big carry of about 25 yards by Griffin Osing. I think this is going to be another penalty on Albia.
Boy, that is not going to sit well with Coach. You know, things are going good. We're having a good game, and it is indeed a penalty on Albia. Just Griffin Osing, what an outstanding run. He runs so hard and so determined. Nice stiff arm there at about where the flag is, about the 28-yard line. Was able to pick up another 6 or 7 yards. And I didn't see the signal, Jason. Was it a block? Downfield block, because it was thrown behind Griffin.
T, you and Christian, we're looking through a window pane that's acting like a mirror right now, and I get to see a lot of stalker, and it's not good, as the lights are on the press box, and it's a good reflection up here. But did you guys see that?
I didn't see what happened there. I mean, I just saw that it was a another personal foul.
I guess I should have asked Christian because I remember the measurement on the chains.
No, the same thing on my part. I didn't see anything as well. So,
can you get on T's shoulders so that you can see over and
so 27-yard gain will Not net jokes. Back to 5. We'll bring up it was the first down or replay the first down. So. First and 5, it looks like, marked off.
At the 15-yard line. Here comes another carry with it. Sarver has the first down all the way across the 25-yard line. A carry of about 10 yards, just pushing and keeping those feet moving the chains. And that'll be a first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs of this first half brought to you by our friends at First Iowa State Bank. You can find them in Albia and Eddyville. And don't forget the drive-thru on Benton to make themselves convenient for you.
Ryan Sarver doing an outstanding job running the ball tonight. He has his head down, chugging those legs and really getting picking up those extra yards after contact. Nice job out of him.
Here comes Osing trying to get the left side, being hit and brought down. A good open field tackle that time by the Indians. Osing able to get a yard or two out of it on pure effort, but nice tackle there by the Indians. Second down and 8, and let's quickly go back. Light studio and get a quick scoring update.
Lots of scoring changes, gentlemen. It is Montezuma up on Pleasantville 28-0. Norwalk still leads Sheraton 7-0. Davis County leads I-35 14-6. Eddyville Blakesburg just scored. It's 25-6 on top of Cardinal. Pella leads Grinnell 7-0. Oskaloosa now up on Carlisle. Oski at home. It's 12-0.
Here comes running with the football. Has the first down. Osing across the 40, 45. Dances, gets by one down the sideline, across midfield to the 47-yard line before he's brought down. And the Blue Demons will have the football into Indian territory as we conclude this first quarter. We'll move to the second quarter with Albia out in front 16-0. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights Blue Demon Football.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest. I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit. So come get you some! That's right, get you some of Summer's Car Credit. 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Blackbird Primitive supports our Albia Blue Demons, Boys of Fall. Speaking of fall, stop in and see all of the fall decor, candles, gifts, and so much more at Blackbird Primitives. Let's go blue.
Quarter break here, Albia on front 16-0 as both teams sack things over as we open up this second quarter of action. And Big C&T, a lot of people made their way over here on 34 to come over and watch this Blue Demon football team. Looks like a wall of blue across the way.
I'd like to take a head count. I think we got more people.
You know, nice job. I know I got a text earlier, Rowan and Sutton Forsythe coming down here from Waukee area or West Des Moines, and so they're down here joining us.
What's the deal here? The timekeeper sitting next to us, he's got Subway, and you know, he's got his cola. He's sitting back. Relaxing, Dan. That's not fair. We're gonna have to hijack the Subway sandwich here in a second. All right, let's get those offensive starting lineups as we open up this second quarter. Your offensive starting lineups are brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Give Alan, Ryan, or Nate Ambas a call today for all your real estate needs.
Nick Yurkowski, front side tackle.
Ryan Romanko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Kieran Judge, backside guard.
Connor McDonough, backside tackle.
Brett Lashen, quarterback.
Griffin Osing, fullback.
Matt Baker, slot back.
Brian Sarver, tailback.
Luke Sarver, tight end.
Zach Hugum, split end.
On the opening play of the second quarter, Lashen gave the fake handoff, and Baker went for the fly pattern, and Brett the Jet was going to drop a bomb on this Indian backfield, but good defense there by the Indians. But, boy, I love Albia stretching that field vertically, Dan.
Really good job. I'm going to start with at the point of attack. The line of scrimmage did a good job of giving Brett time to set his feet. He made a really, really good throw. That was either going to be a Matt Baker catch for a touchdown or an incompletion, which is what you want there. The defense had good coverage on him, so that's just a great throw. Just didn't happen to get connected.
Second down, 10 for Albia at the 47 of Indians. Here's a handoff running in the inside. Goes Sarver. Gets inside the 45-yard line. Again, about 2 or 3, but good defense that time by the defensive front of the Indians, Big C.
Yeah, that's right. You got to give credit where credit's due. They set that play up, right? I think they probably knew what the play was. It looked like that on that play.
Looks like one lineman hobbled off
Kieran
there
Judge.
For us.
Kieran Judge looked like was going off sideline, kind of a little bit of either knee or an ankle maybe.
And we'll see about some of that depth here.
Yep.
Eugen splits out to the right side. Albie comes out of the quick set into a offset eye formation. Leshen, counter reverse. Baker with it, trying to get the corner. Nice. Has the corner. 40, wide. 35, one man to beat. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Sidestep, 5. Touchdown, Albie. Matt Baker on the touchdown. Touchdown, Albie. 44-yard touchdown. Ascended Pierce Mocker Funeral Home. Touchdown, and the Blue Demons putting another big old 6 up on that scoreboard. 22-0.
And you see who made that last block there to straight the goal line is Brett Leshen coming out of the quarterback position. He was running hard to try to get a block in. He talked to us last week on the postgame show about how Coach Staten is allowing him to kind of go out and make those blocks. He doesn't want him getting hurt, but you got to love that attitude and that mentality that he brings to the team.
Wow, we talk about all the speed that's on this team, guys, and Brett Baker just beat Matt Baker, or Brett Leshen beat Matt Baker down the field, and Matt was like a cannon.
If they're going to tackle him, they're going to let him tackle him. But he is going 100% immediately. And that kind of acceleration is just hard for the defense to adjust to. And he just went all the way up the sideline, just not an issue with that speed of his.
And the contagion of blocks. What I mean by that, Big C, this team is caught the blocking bug. And it was contagious as everyone was had a hat on an Indian.
So that's right. And I think they found out the key that blocking is not just on the offensive line. It's everywhere on the field. And when you get that in your mindset, you're ready to block someone, holes open up for special team plays just like that.
And for
for those keeping track at home, that's the second new word of the night, contagion. I'm not sure what that one is, but we'll keep adding to that Wikipedia source that you've got, folks.
Summerspedia. Yeah, putting new words up on I'm putting new words like Albie's putting up points on that scoreboard. 30-0 the Blue Demons, 8:41 to go here in the first half. Let's take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
E-boxing number one. He's using a driver. It's a good hit. Oh, it drifting. He's on number three fairway. Let's see what he can pull out of the bag to get that one up to the green in two.
Albie Golf offers a beautiful par 36 golf course with over 3,200 yards of golf action over a 9-hole course. Mulligan's is a full-service bar and grill located in the clubhouse. Mulligan's is also open to the public. Whether you are coming off the golf course or wanting to hang out with some buddies, Mulligan's is the place to be. Our membership drive is on right now for 2014. New members can pay their 2014 dues now and golf the remaining months of 2013 for free. Current members can also get a discount on their 2014 dues by paying their membership dues by the end of the year. Albie Golf offers a variety of membership options. Call Mike Madison at 932-8057 or Jim Campbell at 641-220-0695 for all the details.
Oh, Lawrence Jr. just chips in with a wedge. Eagle number one.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Orange Bowl champion Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, back to Thundercats.
Let me do that one more time.
Back to Jason and Dan.
Hawks Cyclones tomorrow. It's all out here tonight. 30-0 Blue Demons. And guys, give me a hard time, but Contagion. Here is a great movie. That's what I was referring to. A lethal pandemic quickly spreads as the medical community races to find a vaccine and people. It was contagion of blocking that was a pandemic for the Indians.
And you called me out, which is fair. I did say it wrong. You didn't invent a new word. You just used it improperly once again. So, my bad, but good inappropriate use of a word.
And the CDC has called and they've asked not to use that word.
Yeah. quick slant complete for the Indians out to the 40-yard line after a big return on the Conley spray foam insulation by the Indians. But it is a contagious thing when you are...
Keep trying to dig.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my speech teacher, Matt Foster, right now, who is wanting to hide. Here's a quick pass. Nearly intercepted. Incomplete.
My.
A tip drill that goes the way of the Indians as Gabe Crawford kept the concentration over here for the Indians. He comes up with it. Nearly picked off.
Shadow Leshen. He was right on it. Went right through his hands. Just a nice hot ball came right through his hands. And tip your hat to Clark for keeping his eye on it and not losing track of that ball. And Gunner Sergeant Elvin was able to reel that in.
Indians on the march here. 7:59 to go in the first half. Shotgun formation. And we're going to have a timeout. And we are. The Indians are going to talk it over. Let's take a quick timeout here from some of our sponsors after this scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We'll take a look. We've got some scores coming in. Looks like Tri-County is up on Moravia 52-18. That game has gone to the half. The other games that have gone to the halftime break, Wayne trails Mormon Trail 6-2. Another game at halftime, Wilton leads Sigourney Keota 27-7. It's Bonnaroo FRR on top of CMB of Baxter 12-0. Twin Cedars still leads East Union in the second quarter 26-20. Tri-County, I already gave you that one. Knoxville on top of Winterset 6-0. Ampella in the second quarter still leads Grinnell 7-6. Big game for us to keep an eye on tonight. Pekin leads Linville Solis 7-6. It's Eddieville Blakesburg 25. Cardinal 6. Sheraton still trails Norwalk 7-0. And it's North Mahaska English Valley's tied up at 14. Davis County leads I-35 of Truro 21-6. And, of course, our score here, Albia 28, Clark 0. Of course, you can get all these scores on the Thunderbolt app free of charge at your iTunes Store or Google Play Store. Look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app. You can get these scores. If you want to know how your team is doing, get the Thunderbolt app. Get the scores live as they come in. That's know-how. That's from Napa Know-How, bringing you the scores. If you want to know how your team is doing, get the Napa Know-How Thunderbolt app and the scores as they come in. Let's go back live to Osceola.
Sweeney with the handoff to Dustin Van Loon. He gains about a yard, maybe two, on that first down carry. It's going to be second down 9 here for the Indians as they're into Albia territory at the 44-yard line. Albia out in front, 30-0. Quarterback throws another little quick slant pattern. This one complete inside the 40 to the 39 of the Blue Demons. A gain of about 5 on the play. That'll bring up second down. Let's call it a long 4 for Clark.
Drake Weedell was the receiver on that, and he comes up limping a little bit there, but he looks like he's going to try to stay in the game. That pass play we had just a minute ago with Sergeant Elbin, who received it, he came out after his reception. So Clark getting nicked up just a little bit.
Sweeney out of the shotgun, this time being pursued. He's going to tuck it under, he's going to run. And Albie's going to make a great open field tackle as Sweeney took the ball down close to the 35-yard line. He's going to be about a half a yard short.
Good hard run for Sweeney out of that pocket there. Really exploded straight up the middle, and that's why, again, he leads is one of the leading rushers on his team.
Got a text coming in listening to the Albia game from the great state of Washington. Go Big Blue from Hunter, Chloe, Lily, DeMoss. Checking in. Here's a pass. And underthrown, nearly picked off. Leshen was there. And that's going to be a turnover on downs as the Blue Demons out. Wait, the flag comes in. See, I didn't see it, buddy. What's the indication over there?
I'm not for sure.
Holding.
All right.
Holding's the official's indication. We'll march them back, and we'll bring up.
Yeah, it's gonna. They're gonna, of course, decline that. Albie's gonna get the football back. Big D.
There we go. Again, on our side of the field, there take over on downs, as you said, Jason, on the 35. Getting other texts in too. Got the Pence family listening to us from Albia. That's Grace, Jackson, Sally, and Lauren. Appreciate you guys listening to us tonight.
Big day tomorrow for the young football players. Fifth and sixth grade having their scheduled day. They'll be out in their jerseys asking you to help support the program. Here comes Griffin Osing across the 35, still on his feet, 40, 45, still fights forward. Boy, that strong running across that sideline, Big T. He just lowered his shoulder and pushed people downfield.
I tell you what, I was telling Noah the other day that I've nicknamed him Sherman because that dude's just a tank when he runs.
The Sherman
tank.
He just
runs over people.
He really does. You know, I've seen a little bit of elusiveness out of him tonight, too, where he's kind of ducking and diving and weaving a little bit. So you combine those two things. So that power of his is incredible.
Oh,
we're marking it back. Boy, just a lot of laundry on the field tonight.
That will certainly be a topic of discussion at the halftime break. First down after the 15-yard markoff is going to nullify the first down there for the Blue Demons. Ball back to the 34-yard line. First down now. Let's call it 15 for Albia.
Second time Griffin has a big run. We get it pulled back because of penalties. So we've got to try to get that under wraps. You know the coaches are going to be talking about that at halftime and really want to get this game cleaned up.
Two receivers each side of the field. Albia will send Eugen in motion. Leshen from the shotgun. Rolling back. Gets a nice block. He's going to pick it up. Throw it up. Throws it downfield. Wide open is Sarver at the 45-yard line of the Indians. 40, 30. Has one man to beat. To sideline. Race 20, 15. The ball comes loose. It's forward and goes out of bounds. At about the 4-yard line, the defensive back for the Indians came from behind. And that's going to go out of bounds at the 5-yard line. They'll say the ball is going to be spotted at the 10. A big play there for the Blue Demons as Luke Sarver took that all the way caught at the 45-yard line of the Indians and took it all the way inside the 10-yard line.
Picked up a good block from his brother, Ryan Sarver, there to really get that ball out there. Fortunate that the ball rolled out of bounds, stayed Blue Demons. That will bring up a red zone play for the Blue Demons. This red zone play is brought to you by GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers a call and let him help you answer questions of health insurance needs.
Here comes Ryan Sarver. Jumps over one defender, hurdles the guy, then bounces it inside, gets inside the 5-yard line, a pickup of about five, maybe six. Second down, goal to go from about the 3-yard line. And Big C, Ryan showed off his hurdling skills.
I don't know if he did hurdles in high school for track or not, but he sure did it there.
Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver, they're vying for that impact player of the first half. Lots of faces to and guys to point to.
It's a very tough call there, that's for sure.
Here comes the fake handoff. In the end zone, the corner of the end zone. Did he get it? He got a one-handed grab, a one-handed completion out there. And I don't know, guys, that's a long ways from Dodge. Did that Zach Eugen on that one?
Yes, it was.
Wow. Zach Eugen showing off his magician skills. He goes up with one hand, and we saw the ball just disappear out of nowhere. And you could see it was just one paw up there in the corner of the end zone, the furthest point from our spot. And Zach Eugen with a touchdown, touchdown Albion.
So good to keep it in bounds or keep it in play. I mean, it was so close to the outside corner. Again, a very good throw by Brett Leshen, where only one guy's going to catch it or not, and Zach Eugen's got the hands to do that.
36.
Came in the two right now.
Quarterback Sweeney being pursued and brought down from behind, a short gain on the play. He might have got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. This is going to bring a fourth down and eight. 3:29 to go here in the first half. Albia will once again get the football back after this punt here. Want to give some shout-outs on our Southern Iowa Technology text line.
And we certainly will continue to do that. Also, speaking of shout-outs, folks, want you to get on that Thunderbolt app. There is an opportunity there. You can record your own shout-out. Record it right there. It's real simple to do. But get that Thunderbolt app in addition to getting all the scores of all the teams. Lots of interactive things that people can participate in as well.
Here comes the punt. This one nearly blocked again. High, end over end, kick, short, taking a big bounce at the 50. Rolls inside the 45, and this one will be down at the 40-yard line where Albia will take over first and 10. From their own 40-yard line, a running clock here, 2:46 to go. You know Albie's going to want to come out and work on their two-minute offense. And this is a great time to learn right here, Big C. With the clock ticking away, you don't want to have these opportunities to work on that two-minute offense.
Down. And you're right about that. Two-minute offense here, you don't get much time to practice that. And you don't get a real feel of it in practice either. This is where it really counts, so.
Well, it's hard to get the intensity you get in a game and playing against somebody that is wanting to really beat you like this defense is.
That's right.
You bet. And so now the officials are conferring a little bit here. A little confusion, misunderstanding here as to what time is. I think they're wanting. Oh, I just heard they're wanting to add 15 seconds to the clock. Might have ran just a little extra off is all. So bring 2:37 left in the first half. Blue Demons are getting set, ready to run their offense here, see what we can do here with the last little bit of the quarter. And that's, again, we talk about tonight's key is coming out mentally focused and executing well. Certainly on the scoreboard, things look well, but the coach will talk about the fact that we've got some mistakes that we got to clean up, and it's not about the scoreboard. It's about, are we doing things the way we should? And so there's certainly things they can work on this second half.
Here is the counter play. Running with it is Baker. Across the 40 to the 30 to the 45-yard line. A gain of five or six. And Danny does a really good job of waiting for that lead block to get out there. And then he accelerates to the hole.
That's just it. Once he sees that opening, once the blockers have done their job, then he goes in and takes advantage of it. He's not just taking his time through there. Did a nice job. And to pick up 5 yards on that first down play is a nice execution of the play.
Well, I had gotten one thing incorrect here. The running clock does not start until the second half.
Yeah.
And I'd already got the clock guy. I just got him off whack, I think. That's all right. He ate that Subway sandwich in front of us. That's what he deserves. Second down and four here for the Blue Demons. And they continue to talk to the sidelines. I'm not sure.
They were looking to the south for some reason.
37-0, Albia. 2:19 to go here. Blue Demons with the football. They're going to break the huddle here. Albia trying to put some more points up on the scoreboard. This is the most points scored in the first half by the Blue Demons this season.
Yes, it is.
Leshen. Hands it off straight ahead, and this time a good tackle by the Indians. A little to no gain. They're going to set the ball down. Let's go right back to the Friday Night Lights studio with a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
It's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, and we've got some scores coming in here. It's a halftime, though, at Sheraton Norwalk. Whoops. Sheraton is trailing Norwalk 7-0. Eddieville Blakesburg now in the third quarter leads Cardinal 31-6. Wayne now has gone back up on Mormon Trail at 16-6 in the third period. Wilton still leads Sigourney Kyoto now in the third, 27-7. Knoxville at halftime on top of Winterset, 6-0. Grinnell has now gone up on Pella. It's now Grinnell. The Tigers, 14. The Little Dutch, 7. It's Ottumwa trailing at the half to Des Moines East, 7-6. Oskaloosa up big on Carlisle, 33-7. Lisbon leads at halftime against Van Buren, 50-0. Let's go back live to Osceola.
Albion is two-man offense. A big run there by Ryan Sarver. Puts the ball all the way down to the 33-yard line. Albion with the football trying to score here at the end of the half. Here's the fake handoff. Leshen rolls to the left side. Going to pump fake. No, he plants and throws it across his body towards the end zone and nearly nearly complete after a breakup there by the defensive back. And Eugen was the intended receiver there. But, boy, Leshen threw that ball running to the left side, had to throw it across his body and threw it 40 yards downfield.
Two things going on. A good pressure there by the defensive end, Nathan Bear, who made a good stop a second ago. He's actually just a freshman, a six-foot freshman, 175-pound, good speed on him. Brett was able to get the throw off, and then well-covered Brandon Ullen was able to deflect that, but still Zach Hugan almost reeled that in for the touchdown.
Guys are talking with the Indians as if there's a flag on the play. We did not see it from up here. What's the indication there?
I didn't catch it either. Sorry.
You guys, what are you over there eating nachos? Got a bag of popcorn. There, I saw the couch in the end zone.
Hey, my mic's about dead.
I guess that's going to be disappointment. You guys are over there eating nachos and popcorn.
We must have got an Albie Brewing pizza as well in the pregame, and they're all just content over there. We missed out this time.
Yeah, sure.
First down after a 5-yard mark off Albie. With the counter reverse. Again, here's Baker. Gets to the right side. Jukes by one guy. 30, 25, 20. Still on his feet inside the 20, 15. And brought down all the way down to the 11, 12-yard line where he rolls towards the 10-yard line. Another big play there by Matt Baker. I'll tell you guys, with 106 to go here in the first half, trying to find a guy to fill that impact player of the first half brought to you by the Eagle Clubs. That's another challenge this week.
It's very, very difficult. There's just so many outstanding plays and players, and everyone's doing a really, really good job. And it's going to be difficult to try to come up with that impact player.
First down, goal to go from the it's a 12-yard line. First down and 10 from the 12. Here's a quick pitch going to the left side. Gets a block inside the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Ryan Sarver. Touchdown, Albia. 12-yard carry for Sarver. His second touchdown of the night. Another Senate Pierce-Bacher funeral home touchdown. 43 points up there for the Blue Demons. And Ryan Sarver, again, I see some patience and maturity growing here for all of our backs waiting for their lead blockers to get there. And
set up your appointment today.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Another Conley spray foam insulation kickoff here.
We're getting ready to set up. Blue Demons coming up. Immediately kick straight away. They don't even spread out the kick team just like they've done three times or fourth time now tonight. Straight away to the 10-yard line.
Gosh. That is some sick open field tackling right there. A ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. Wow.
Just good coverage again. The Blue Demons just continue to really do good on the kickoffs. That's what we want. Justin Bosser, you can't say enough about. To me, that's always set up with him kicking almost to the yard, the 10-yard line, which is just such a huge position to be. You go to that 5 or inside, you could let it roll back for a touchback, get it on the 20. You kick it much shorter, it's just a chance for you to get it a little more yards out of it on the return. But kicking it to that 10 like that, bring it back, and they get it to the 18. But just a big hit to start deep in their own territory.
44-0 Albie, 43 seconds to go here in the first half. The Indians will come to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun now. They're going to go under center. Sweeney, senior quarterback, rolls back. Plants throws it downfield. It's a fade pattern that goes incomplete, and the receiver just couldn't catch that, pick that one up in the lights, and that's going to go Incomplete second down and 10 from the 19-yard line.
And I don't know if we said, too, Jason, that last touchdown was the sixth on the night.
Yeah.
You know, so that's still, we're still in that $2 range for Touchdown Tuesdays. $2 off on Tuesday at Albia Wash & Go or La Villa Wash & Go location. Automatic car wash.
Let's just get to number
96.
Let's get to number 7 right here. I picked 6, and I'm not trying to be selfish. I just want it all.
Get that $3 off. That 9696 is the code this week. Again, they change every week, so you must be listening to know what the code is. And it will give you the automatic discount on Tuesday on the automatic car washes at the Albia Wash & Go, Albia La Villa locations.
Sweeney rolls back. Being pursued, throws it across his body, hit, and then brought down, and actually it's going to go incomplete. Boy, another ton of bread hits right there. Bryce Lushen, as the reception was about to be made, he laid the wood, and the ball went to one way, and the receiver went another way.
Just a very good coverage there. You know, nice little rollout by Sweeney, a good pass, but boy, Bryce just right there to put the hit just at the moment of contact with the ball. Makes it very hard for the receiver to reel that catch in and get the reception on there. Again, with 32 seconds now, and it brings up 3rd and 10. Clark has the ball way back again on their 18-yard line, so 3rd and 10 from their 18. 44-0 is our score here. Blue Demons coming out in good fashion on the first half. Some sloppiness in terms of some penalties that they need to work on, but otherwise a very well-executed game.
3rd down and 10. Here comes the penalty flag, and this is going to likely be delay a game, and it is on the Indians. But T and Christian across the way over there on that Albia sideline, this team has not let up not 1 second this entire first half in spite of a 44 lead.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me, you know, they're coming out here with under a minute to go, throwing the ball, you know, deep from their own end zone, so, you know.
Here comes the handoff straight ahead, running to the left side and being brought down near the sideline there. It's going to bring a 4th down and about 15 is the final 23 seconds here. We're going to keep it right here as we get back to the Friday Night Lights studios for a scoring update in just a second. We'll wait for this final, what should be the final play of the first half.
I would imagine we'll just let the clock run out here. With 10 seconds left, They're not looking to get a playoff. They're just going to let the clock expire, and that will be our halftime score at 44-0.
It winds down the final seconds here of this first half. The first half in the books, 44-0 Albia. It's been all Albia all night long. Started with the safety, and it ends with another Ryan Sarver touchdown. And we're going to take a quick break, come back to the Friday Night Lights studio. We'll go get you updated with all the scores, get to your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half, and your Eagles Club impact player of the first half when we come back to Blue Demon football.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Bakers.
Really bringing another dimension tonight, I think, in addition to that power and that Sherman tank ability that Teed referenced the first half. He's also just a little more quick step inside and juking and jiving a little bit, so that's kind of nice to see him add that dimension to his game.
He's got the first down across the 35, still on his feet across the 40, a gain of about 6-7 yards. On the 3rd down, Albia will move the chains here on their opening drive of this third period. 44-0 Albia.
Big T, there's that tank of yours going right there.
Right on, man. I mean, he's got a huge motor, and he just keeps those big old legs are running, and it's hard to stop him.
Yeah, again, nice line play. I want to give credit there. We keep talking about them and giving the credit they do deserve. But, boy, nice hole up front there so he could get past that initial line of scrimmage and then pick up those extra hard yards.
Again, running ahead, Osing across the 45, another 6-7 yards on 1st down. Just kept those legs a-going and go, did the G.O.
We saw this is the 3rd game in a row now. We've seen the first possession of that 3rd quarter. We get a heavy dose of Griffin Osing. We saw that in Fairfield. We saw it at Centerville, and he runs so hard. I mean, it's a great way to start that 3rd quarter. Obviously got a nice little cushion and lead here, but really just pound, 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 and away they go.
And once again, Osing has the 1st down across the midfield, 45-40, and a big hole over that left side. And see, we talk about Griffin running hard, but he's got some big old holes to run through over there on that left side of that offensive line.
That's right, and it all starts on the O-line there, creating that hole just for him to push through. But then it's all him out there and the linebackers. I mean, he's carrying 3 or 4 people every single play he has the ball.
You know, he comes in a leading rusher for the Blue Demons, and usually it's
that's
that first
fullback.
Yeah, and it's usually the second possession where he picks up a lot of yards, or first possession of the second half, excuse me.
Another handoff. Osing has the 1st down once again across the inside the 30-yard line down to the 29, a gain of 11 yards. And again, that Sherman tank not only showing that it'll run things over, but it can run by some things.
You know, and what I like about Griffin, too, is he takes care of the football.
Yeah.
You know, that ball's not coming out of there. He's got a grip on it.
Fumble on the snap, but Brett Leshen goes down on it immediately. Wisely does it. Doesn't want to cause a turnover here. That's not important for us on a first down play to get the yards. Just fall on the snap exchange. As Christian mentioned earlier in the game, he's got bandaged left hand, and that was a result. He got cleated last week against Centerville, so I think they're just kind of keeping it bandaged up to keep it protected so it doesn't get opened up again.
Well, you know what? Albia has avoided the turnover tonight. Here's a handoff of Osing, again, over the left side, this time inside the 30, down close to the 26, 27-yard line. A gain of two or three on second down. It's going to bring a third down. Let's call it 7 for Albia. Feel the change in the air. That means one thing. It's time for Blackbird Primitive's fall open house. That's right. Tonight or tomorrow, Blackbird Primitive is hosting their annual fall open house, and I will be there tomorrow with my wife as they always have an amazing, amazing fall selection. Here's a quick handoff again. OC.
Oh, no, keeper.
Hey, you're going to keep it. Leshen over the left side has the first down inside the 20-yard line. Did a great job of faking that handoff. And a heavy dose of Griffin Osing allowed Brett Leshen to get that corner. And see, that is a great deception there by that Blue Demon offense.
That's right. Faking the fullback handoff and the tailback handoff there and going outside, especially when we just ran 5 straight handoffs to Griffin Osing. He got the outside wide open, and Brett Leshen just takes advantage of it.
Good play calling there from Coach Farrington, you know, because you're going to key on that man who's been hot with that hand, and that you see Griffin Osing, and then all of a sudden Brett keeps it and sweeps outside.
Here's the another option play to the right side. Sarver trying to get to the corner and is brought down. A good defensive stop that time, but Indians. Brett was being wrapped up. He's a little slow getting up. He's a tough kid, but good read there by the Indians. They had Leshen wrapped up. The option went to Sarver. That's a play that will work for the Blue Demons, but the Indians covered that one up on defense.
They did. Ryan Sarver is coming out. He's able to come out on his own accord, but just a little bit of limp. The tackle, I think, kind of helped or hyperextend that knee just a little bit. I believe Christian Palace has checked in. Yep. Coming in, Matt Baker will go to the tailback position. Griffin Osing to the slot.
Here comes the handoff. Palace on his way inside the 10-yard line. Christian Palace showing off his prowess as he goes straight ahead down to the 10-yard line and a gain of about 6 yards.
Incredible Palace there. He got that handoff. The ball actually slipped around his hip, and he held the ball behind his back, had the ability with the one hand to keep hold of it and bring that back in his belly as he picked up those 6 yards there on that first down play. Good run, just coming in the game, not expecting to come in right away, and there he is. Good job.
Third down short. Here comes the option play. Leshen to the left side, fakes the option. Now gets it off to Baker. Baker to the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Matt Baker on the option from the quarterback, Brett Leshen. Touchdown, Albia. Albia will go over the 50-point mark here as the Blue Demons put half century up on the board once again, back-to-back weeks where Albia scores 50 or more. Dan, this is going to be another big touchdown Tuesday as Albia's got $3 off the car wash courtesy of Wash & Go.
Yep, Albia Wash & Go, the Albia and La Villa locations. You can get $3 off a car wash, automatic car wash, on Tuesday. Simply enter the code 9696 and you'll receive a $3 discount on any automatic car wash on Tuesday.
Bossard, and here comes the and why not? I tell you, you know, we've talked about the penalty bug, but now an illegal shift on the Albia special teams. And see, you played with you started cutting your teeth as a sophomore on special teams. Big C on the wireless one, Mike across the way. It's you're rushing off the field. You know, it's sometimes hard to get your grasp and composure when you get out there.
That's right, and especially after all this momentum, all this that's been scoring, you kind of lose track of the game, but you just can't do that in these key situations.
Here comes the snap, the kick, the hold. It's all looks good from here, and this one this time's going to fade to the left side of that goal post and go for none. Albia with a 50-0 lead here, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
This is John Walters, and you're listening to Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country KIIC. Now let's head back to the field, and a huge Cyclone fan, here's Jason Summers.
And this Cyclone fan, you got that right, John. I'll be up there in Ames tomorrow rooting on the Cyclones to a big old L as the Hawks will invade Ames. And, Dan, you know, I used to talk a lot of trash, but after this became a rivalry once again after two decades of Hawkeye domination, I'm looking forward to a 5 o'clock kickoff. It's going to be a lot of fun up there in Ames.
It will be. The Cyclones winning once again, and it's good for you to see that and get a good dose of that. I mean, it's something for you to see what a quality program looks like.
Here's a pass, incomplete. As the heat was on, Leshen brought some heat from the right side. The quarterback got rid of that and incomplete. Conley spray foam insulation sending in, reminiscing on the Southern Iowa Technology text line about 2006 when Aaron Conley and Skylar Wren rocked the Blue Demon World at districts. That's absolutely right. Glad to have our friends at Conley Spray Foam Insulation checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a quick pass. Intercepted, INT, a turnover going the other way. And Albia will get the INT.
Blake
and
Bear.
Another turnover. Blake Bear with the INT. Albia has the football. All turnovers all season long. Brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning or every Sunday morning at 9:30. River Life Family Worship turnover Blue Demons.
You know, nice job, Blake Bear, recognizing that pass. Just jumped that route right in front of the ball. It was a well-thrown ball, but Blake Bear was able to jump in front of it, get that pick off. Blue Demons, again, start with just excellent field position with the ball in their own Clark's 33-yard line. Starting to get some subs in for the Blue Demons here, getting a different unit in. Luke Sarver will take over at quarterback. Starts off with a
big hole
keeper.
Right there.
Nope, handoff up the middle. Yeah, big hole up the middle.
Baker with the carry. A flag comes in late, Dan. But, boy, that was a giant hole right over there on that right side, Big T. I think you and Christian could have held hands and skipped across that one.
Yeah, that was an awesome hole over there. And you know, it just shows you next man up. Going to make a hole, too.
Well, and the next man up, first time I've seen here tonight, is coming in Hunter Gerst, scheduled to start the season as tackle, and he's in there. Hunter, you know, has been working really hard.
You don't hardly recognize him out there.
Yeah, he's 6'4", 235, and he's all of that. Worked really hard. He's got a big frame. He really does good. He got injured in the preseason workouts, had a cast on his foot, and just now got it taken off this week, as Coach Staten talked about. So what a nice thing to see him in there, and he, again, created that big hole.
You wonder why I'm leaning here to the right side. It's because Hunter's on the right side of his line, and the whole field just turned to the right side. He's that big. Here comes a quick handoff, and running ahead is Baker. Baker gets by a defender, and a good block out there, but Matt Baker showing off his moves on the field. Spins around one guy and gets a gain of about 7-8 yards on that carry.
Isn't that the Maroon 5 song, Got Moves Like Baker?
I think you're right, Dan.
I think that was right. That was, I think, the song that I'm not very good with singing words. Hunter Gerst, again, doing a nice job, just taking manhandling the man he had on that lead block. Did a great job there. Can't say enough. It's just great to see him back out there.
Here comes the option play. A fake hand. Oh, a handoff going straight ahead. Boy, that deceived everyone.
And that's right in front of us. Nice job out of Luke Sarver. Wow. Really, really working that deception in there. You know, you got your next quarterback in here in Luke Sarver. He's getting a chance to really work on his game here. He's been working hard as a quarterback, but done a great job tonight as tight end. We've called his number a time or two with a touchdown pass. A nice reception down the sideline here, second quarter. So nice to see him go with the quarterback spot.
Third down now. Let's call it 7. Sarver, quick pitch to Baker over the left side. Matt cuts it up, fighting forward. And close to the first down marker inside the 25. Has a gain of about 5-6. TU and Christian are right in front of that. Looks like it's maybe about a yard, maybe too short.
Too short. I'm on it.
Well, the field condition report, the field looks really good, but Matt kind of had a hard time getting his footing there as he tried to get to that corner.
This time of year, or time of night, excuse me, you know, kind of get a little cooler and everything. Field might be getting just a little damp, a little slippery underfoot. The other thing I noticed, too, is Luke Sarver doing a good job, just like Brett Leshen does, lead blocking after that quick pitch.
Fourth down here. Here comes the handoff. Baker met the line of scrimmage, fighting forward, but I think the Indians are going to come up with a stop there, and that's going to be short of the first down marker. The Blue Demons will turn the ball over to the Indians. We'll turn the scores over to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, the scoring update here at Broadcast Central, Friday Night Lights studio, brought to you by the Albia Country Club. The Albia Country Club 2014 membership drive is on now. Purchase a 2014 membership today, and you can golf the rest of the 2013 season for free. Also, don't forget, you can have your birthdays, parties, celebrations, reunions, and whatnot at the Golf and Country Club. Bringing you this scoring update, Norwalk has turned on the scoring machine. It's now 28-0 on top of Sheraton. Eddieville Blakesburg doing the same. It's the Rockets 51, Cardinals 6. Wayne on top of Mormon Trail 36-6. Also, that Pella-Grinnell game is in the third quarter. Pella leads by a field goal 17-14 in a defensive juggernaut. Winterset has now gone up on Knoxville. Knoxville, the last couple games, the wheels came off in the third quarter. It's now 14-6, Winterset. Oskaloosa in the third period leads Carlisle. Oski looking to get things back on track with a win here tonight against Carlisle. It's 33-20, the Indians on top. Let's go back live to Osceola.
Interception by Tyler Madison, and he takes it all the way back to the 22-yard line. And Albia will have the ball at the 22 of the Indians after an excellent play out there by the sophomore Tyler Madison.
Tyler Madison just came in the game playing defense, did a great job staying in coverage there, had twins this side, picked up the long deep receiver, and was able to pick that off and get a 20-yard return on the interception. Here's the counter.
Here's
reverse,
the counter reverse
for the Blue Demons.
Running
coming
with
up
it
there.
And going towards the goal line and brought out of downs. That is
Michael
number
Terrell.
Eight.
Michael Terrell, a sophomore, coming in at that slot back position. So he comes in and where Matt Baker had been running that little counter around, and then nice little pickup.
Boy, you really like to see the young guys and new faces out there making contributions and really no let up and the quality of play.
You know, the Blue Demons getting in, a lot of new faces are getting in the huddle. They're trying to get situated and spun around here. Quite honestly, Jason, we've got, I don't know the total number, we have a large number of sophomores out here right now playing.
That is a quarter break after three quarters of play. Albia 50, the Indians nothing. We'll be right back with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
More and more people of all ages are turning to chiropractic health care. There's a reason for that, and a doctor who can help you find out for yourself just how much chiropractic health care can improve your life. That doctor is Dr. Matt Sarver of Chiropractic Healthcare of Albia at 909 South Clinton Street. No matter your age, Dr. Sarver can diagnose and treat common spinal misalignments that can occur from lifestyle or injury, which cause you pain and discomfort. Contact Dr. Matt Sarver at 932-2939 or stop by today.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
All right, before we get back to Clark and back to Osceola, quick couple of scoring updates here. Tri-County is beating Moravia 66-24. Twin Cedars leads East Union 62-28. Don't forget, on Touchdown Tuesdays, you can go to Wash and Go in Albia and La Villa. It's now at $3 off. You can get $3 off your automated car wash. That means if you select the $5 wash, it's only $2 on Touchdown Tuesdays. But you got to remember our code. This week's code is 9696. Write that down or remember our frequency. 9696 is your Touchdown Tuesdays code. It's only good this Tuesday at Albia's Wash and Go across from Community First Credit Union and in La Villa as well. Back to you guys in Osceola.
And Albia scores on the first possession of this first play of this fourth quarter, and I could not see the number. We're getting a reflection right
Christian
here.
Palace.
Christian Palace. Looked, touchdown. Yeah, Christian fullback. Palace. Touchdown, Albia. And the sophomore fullback puts another six up on the board, 56-0.
Now, this is the part where we had that penalty a minute ago. With all the subs coming in, we've got the special teams kick coming in, and so we get the kind of starters back in, but it's really taken a lot to get them shifted in and out, and that's, we had that illegal shift last extra point, and that was a direct result of that. I think that was actually when Ryan Sarver kind of went out for an injury, and so we had to get a sub in for him and get it all straightened up.
83 to kick here for the Blue Demons.
Brendan Bassett.
Yeah, Bassett.
Get a different kicker in here, even.
Puts it up. And it is good. And that will put out, be up 57-0, 11:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, we'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Are you looking for somewhere to have a party? Whether it is for a birthday, a bachelor party, family reunion, a wedding reception, an office party, or even a baby or bridal shower, the place to have it is the Albia Golf and Country Club. The parking is great, the location is beautiful, access is easy, and private catering is allowed. Give Jim a call today and book your date at 641-220-0695. We are the Albia Golf and Country Club.
This is Friday Night Lights on KIIC. A little bit better than Fox, but not that much better.
Did we lose it? Kindly spray foam insulation kickoff. 57-0 Albia. 11:42 to go in the contest. A running clock.
Brendan Bassett set the kickoff.
New kicker. It's a kick, boy, a deep kick. Boy, showing off his leg. Taking it to the 5-yard line. Here comes the Indians on the return. Straight at the middle. A foot race and brought down. A good open field tackle that time by Bassett, the kicker. He was the last man to beat as the Rockets, or the Indians. Gordon Witt was shot out like a rocket down that north end zone. Nearly took that one all the way.
Good hard run by the Clark Indians up the middle, as you said. Jason and Brendan Bassett, the kicker, just kind of trailing the play, seeing what he can do. And as the starting defensive end, obviously a very capable tackler, and has the good speed that we've seen and showcased earlier. So nice job out of him.
First and 10 for the Indians. Here is the handoff, trying to get to the left side. A big hole over the left side, open field, and a great tackle out there by Bear to save that for turning into a touchdown. As number five had that corner beat, that's Jordan Coe.
He did. We did not have actually a left defensive end on that play. And so that's kind of why that side was open. Brandon Bassett's coming back in. I think they were supposed to have subbed him out, and the sub didn't come in for him. And so anyway, Brendan was not there, and that opened up that side pretty easily.
Yeah, that's playing one less guy. Doesn't always work in your favor. Here's the run to the right side. The Indians... we'll cut it up. That'll be a first down. A flag comes in. This is going to be a hold, I believe, on the Indians as Dustin Van Loon. Boy, you know, he's got good athleticism, got that left side. Showed he had a burst of speed there.
And he was patient, trying to watch his blockers set up and reading. The lead blockers did a nice job on the right side there of contained by the Blue Demons and the linebacker in corner, Tyler Madison, over there to push the ball back inside. But like you say, it's all going to be for naught as they're going to get a penalty, looks like, on holding. Going to take it back 10 yards from the spot. Will bring up a first and 20. Ball on the Clark Indians 45-yard line.
T, over there, the fans on the Albia side have been giving a little bit of a fireworks show here offensively tonight.
I tell you what, they've enjoyed the great show tonight, you know, and there's plenty of them over here.
There sure is. A nice turnout again for Albia. And there's movement on the line for the Indians, and suddenly they're going the wrong way.
You know, it's just a game that gets when it gets away from you, it's hard to stay focused, and you're just kind of seeing that there was a number of players moving and shifting on there, so it just created that penalty.
We got our first shout out. Jay Middle, we're going to try to hear that, and we'll get to it in just a second. We've been begging people for the Thunderbolt shout out. It's easy to do. You go to your Thunderbolt, and you push the little megaphone on the bottom, record it, and it goes to the station, and then we can play it over the air if it's suitable for air, that is.
If it's noteworthy, yes. So we've been wanting folks to do that. It's a great application there for folks to download. So please take advantage of it.
Sweeney rolls back. Pump fake's going to keep it. In open field, Brett Freshwire there to make the stop. And it'll be a gain of about 5-6 yards. But, Jay Mill, you got that shot up? Not yet. All right. Okay.
Blue Demons continue to shift players in and out. Bradley Martinez, I see, checking in here. Rhett Waters, a senior, is checked in here playing defense at the corner on this side.
I think maybe Christian is the one texting in the shout-outs. Someone took his mic away from him. Did T take your mic away, Big C?
I don't know. I don't think so. I got it in my hand. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know.
Cheater.
Second down and 15. Here's a handoff for the left side. And
the ball is loose on the ground.
It's a fumble picked up by the Blue Demons. Still on the ground. And I'm not sure. It looks like Albie. Come on with that. You guys are across the way. Looks like the defense is coming off the field. A turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30.
Not 100% certain. I saw Kevin Little in pursuit there. Looked like he was pouncing on the running back. And I don't know if he helped pop that ball loose. Trevor Blackford was also in there in the tackle position.
Yeah, I think Kevin Little popped it out, nice. And Dalton Folkert's recovered.
That's what we like. Good teamwork there out of the Blue Demon defense.
All right, let's get to this shout-out courtesy of Thad DeMoss. Here's his shout-out to Blue Demon Nation.
Keep the train rolling, Blue. Let's go, Blue!
All right. Good job out of Coach DeMoss. Now we want to hear from you. And through your Thunder app, you can push the megaphone and give a shout-out, and we'll bring it over the air. Here's a quick hitter straight ahead. That's Palace on the carry. He's got a touchdown already for the Blue Demons, and he's racking up and making a name for himself at fullback.
Just a strong, hard runner there. Good hands, as we've seen Griffin Osing hang onto that ball with two hands. Christian Palace is taking that lead, doing it as well. Picks up 8 yards on that first down play. Takes the ball to the Clark 36-yard line.
We're going to be picking our Eagles Club Impact Player of the Ball Game. Ryan Sarver was the first half Impact Player. Lots vying for that recognition again tonight. Here is Palace ahead. Straight ahead he goes inside the 30-yard line. Palace on the prowess, and he'll get the first down and move those chains. And Big C, I like the way that he keeps his legs moving, covers that football up, and he's a power runner.
That's right. The offensive line breaking a hole for him, and he just keeps those feet pounding after he gets contact in the secondary, and he just keeps moving those guys forward with him.
See a Gunner mopping split out here to the left side. High formation for the Blue Demons. Quick handoff again. Palace straight ahead, powering forward down to the 20-yard line. They're going to say his knee was down at the 22, a gain of about 5 or 6. 6:54 to go here in the ball game. 57-0 Albia. And this Blue Demon offense has been moving the ball, putting the points upon the board, but that defense still has a big old goose egg over on the left side.
I tell you, impressive. You know, I mean, just shows you the depth of this team for these guys to come in and keep that zero up there.
Yeah, this is a good Indian offense. Put some points up.
Trevor Blackford in on the line, and Case Szczynski actually gone to center out there, so he's getting some snaps.
Here's the quarterback keeper to the 10-yard line, to the 5. Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver brought out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. Sarver on the carry. And let me first down, goal to go. While they're moving the ball, setting up, let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the Friday Night Lights board. Take it away.
All right, guys, the scoring update brought to you by GP Insurance. They're in the red zone here on 96.7, and you can get the red zone with GP Insurance. Let's take a look at these finals that are coming in. North Mahaska has beaten English Valleys 34-13. Pekin over Linville Sully 33-12. And Wilton has beaten Sigourney Kyoto 41-13. Eddyville has beaten Cardinal 51-6. Those are all finals. And Ottumwa has beaten Des Moines East 22-14. Back to you.
And Albia takes a knee. Sarver came back and took a knee. Back at the 7-yard line, the ball was goal to go from the 7. I'm not sure, I don't know if that's what Coach told him to do. Maybe they got the mix up there on the play, but they're letting the clock run here. I don't know, Dan. This is one of those things that, you're trying to be a good sport, but both the teams are trying to play to get better here. 5:11 to go, second down and goal to go from the 7-yard line. Sarver under center, and Albia does look like they're just going to take a knee, and they do. And
Coach Farrington realizes, the game is where the offensive coordinator is. Coach Farrington realizes where the game is at. And Coach Staten, of course, has been at this for many years and isn't trying to by any means embarrass anybody at any time.
And it's tough because, you don't want to – there's nothing to gain by putting more points up on the board. No. But the Indians want to play play defense here. There's a chance for them to learn some goal line defense. But Abby's going to be the sportsmanlike team that it is. Coach Staten, first-class coach does not have anything else to prove, and so they're going to take a knee and fourth down here at the 10-yard line. Albie's going to take another knee here. Christian and T along the way, you not necessarily expect it with 5 minutes to go. Good sportsmanship nonetheless, and Albie will turn the ball back over to the Indians at the 12-yard line after three straight knees by Sarver.
You know, and I thought maybe they Christian and I looked at each other and we're like, do they think there's like 52 seconds on?
Right.
But it was like 52, you know, 5 minutes and 20 seconds. But you know, that it's sportsmanship. You know, if I'm Clark, I'm like, you know, just play. You know, I want to play defense. But, you know, like you said, but, you know, hats off to Coach Staten.
Ryan Sarver. We'll have to go to Jimmy here in just a second. He's on the other side of the field in Burlington. I don't know. Here comes a handoff running with the football. And the Indians, a nice move in there. Still on his feet out close to the 15-yard line. Gain of about four or five.
Albie's Greg Gillespie in there, got a hold of a jersey and didn't let go and kept pulling him down. So nice job, Greg, getting his hands on him and keeping him held tight.
57-0 Blue Demons. We're going to get to Jimmy on the sidelines a year ago.
Let's go across
the way,
Jimmy.
Just a second. Let's listen to Jimmy a year ago.
Let's go across the way, Jimmy. I'm going to go to you first because that old balloon over there that was an undefeated Clark team just got a pin pushed inside of it.
Well, Jason, you got to hear it over here, brother. But let's be real quiet. Shh. You don't hear nothing.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
I just had to throw that one out. I'm on this side, brother. He had some.
And while we were listening to the past, somebody wanting to make it here in the future, Jesse Fee with the INT, another River Life Family Worship Center turnover. And Albia gets the interception. We'll have the ball back at the 34-yard line. The running clock will go here. And I don't know, guys, if they'll run any more offensive plays. They downed it the last four times inside the 10-yard line. Running clock here, 57-0 Albia. Hunter Maupin brings the play in from scrimmage, splits out to the left side. Sarver takes his time, comes under center. Ryan Sarver hands it straight ahead. Palace with it, gets to the 30, 25, still fighting forward, all the way down to the first down marker. Big C, I do love the way he runs with the football.
That's right. No stop to his legs at all. He just keeps them chugging. He's like one of those trains that don't stop moving no matter what it has on the back of it.
And these young guys, all of them, they want to get their shot here as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you stand over there for so long, and it's like, man, I want to get out there and show them what I can do, and that's what they're doing.
Case Zinski under center. Here's the quarterback. He's going to option it off, and it's loose. It's on the ground. It's still being fought for, and will roll out of bounds. No, down the sideline. It's a foot race, and it's going to be a foot race from a state championship runner, and he can't catch him, and that is going to go for six. Boy, that ball bobbled around there. Looked like it was going out of bounds. And then Luke Sarver had to run from behind to try to catch the defensive back, Gunner Sergeant Elbin, who picked up the ball. And Sarver nearly caught him, Dan, but ran out of juice there right at the end in the diving attempt to save that goose egg.
That was good pressure. Clark on the point of attack there on that play. The pitch went out. Got all kind of goofy and out of control there again with the subs in there. Well played by Clark and took advantage of that opportunity. And as you said before, though, nice for the Blue Demons, giving them a chance to offensively work their plays, try to get better at the game, as you would expect. If we'd have gotten closer to the goal line, we would have taken that down and not tried to score, but just certainly working plays. And again, as Big T said, Clark had a chance to step up, make plays, and that's what they did.
Six on the board for the Indians. Here comes the extra point. It's high enough. It's good enough, and the Indians will have seven on the board, 57-7. 1:10 to go. The final 1:10 here. It's been Albia, and a turnover that goes the other way on the fumble recovery for a touchdown, 70 yards on the fumble recovery. And Jay Mill, while they're getting things set up on the kickoff teams, let's get some more scoring updates.
All right, guys, this is the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board, and this broadcast brought to you by several of our fine sponsors, including Southern Iowa Technologies and the Thunderbolt app Scores. If you want to know how your team is doing, get the Thunderbolt app brought to you by Napa Know-How here in Albion. All right, lots of finals here. These are all finals. Eddieville Blakesburg beats Cardinal 51-6. It's Wayne in a final over Mormon Trail, 50-6. Wilton beats Sigourney Keota 41-13. Pekin over Linville Sully, 33-12. It's North Mahaska, 34. English Valley's 13. At last report, it was Wes Marshall beating PCM of Monroe. That's an important game for this district, 28-0. PCM getting goose-egged. Also, another final coming in here. It is Pella Christian in a final over Central Decatur, 31-14. We'll get you all the scores. Several games still in action when we come back. Let's go back live to Clark.
Another kindly spray foam insulation kickoff. Here comes the Indians on the kick, a deep kick. It's going to be taken at about the 17-yard line. Here comes the Blue Demons on the return. A big hole right up the middle, breaking over the defender. 40, 45, midfield's got to get by one man. Inside the 40-yard line, a sidestep, and Albion will take it all the way inside the 37-yard line. Blake Bear on the big return, and boy, no let-up on the special teams of Big C. You got to love the way they just never give up.
That's right. I mean, they're out there, their last play of the game, and they want to make something big with it, too. I mean, they want to score another touchdown. And that's what I like to see.
You know, just good hard run, Blake Berry. Once he gets his speed going, he's good. He's got the ability to shift direction and change it. Read his blocks, but then also was able to create some space for himself. Blue Demons will come out. The clock running down. Certainly have to get one more playoff before we can finish the game. With under 30 seconds, Luke Sarver does take the knee with 20 seconds left. That will wrap up our game here as the clock winds down. Again, 57-7 is our score here. Another outstanding performance by the Blue Demons as they start their 2013 campaign.
Well, you guys talked about the trenches and the early going into trench report, guys. And I just got to tell you, we have so much speed. But one of the things that has really impressed me is the way that this offensive line has given that speed a chance by opening up some really big holes, and not just on one side of the line, but on both sides of the offensive line.
That's, you know, you're exactly right, Jason. And if you control the line of scrimmage, whether you're offense or whether you're defense, 10 times out of 10, you're usually going to win that game.
Well, you know, if you look on the season, there is now 11 out of 12 quarters where Albion has not given up an offensive touchdown for their opponent. Tonight it comes on our defensive touchdown right for their opponent. So the defense has been playing just as good as the offense, and I think they both feed on each other. And then you get big special team play like you just saw there, seeing. And so you see all facets of the ball game going Albie's way.
That's right. I mean, they don't stop trying when they're up like that lead. They just want to keep playing to their best potential no matter what, no matter who the opponent is. And that's what's really bought into this philosophy of the system.
Well, guys, we're going to turn it on to you as the fans are greeted with their victorious football team as the Blue Demons shake the hands of the Indians tonight, and the Albion football team will greet its fans as they always do. Dan, I love this as a class act. The coach loves to celebrate wins and loves to celebrate the fans, and they go and sing that fight song after every football win to the fans. And again, a big crowd making it tonight.
That's just it. It's a great tribute to the players to give back to the fans who made this trip over here tonight to help support them. And you can't say enough about that. And teaching these kids to be so appreciative of the time parents have put in, the practice that goes into it, getting your kids there, getting them fed, getting them, making sure they're staying on homework. This is a way for them to really pay a good tribute back to their family, friends, and supporters.
One, two. I for the red and the blue.
And the mic just went dead on C and T. They got to get those batteries fixed up. You guys, I'll tell you.
Christian really sucks.
Oh, there's goodbye. And here's to come.
And the Blue Demons get the win. 57-7, your final score, and Dan, an impressive game here for the Blue Demons. You looked on paper, you read the headlines, and you say, well, this game going in tonight would be a mismatch of talent. But you knew the Indians would come out and fire hard, and whether or not Albie would be able to play consistent football, and they showed it tonight.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to see, Adam. And, you know, again, there's still some of that mental aspects in terms of those penalties that I think Coach Staten just we've seen a lot of that all year long, and so that's something they really need to continue to work and get better at, and I'm sure they'll continue to talk about it. But you really like the intensity they came out with on both sides of the ball. You know, we heard Griffin Osing talk about he really didn't think the practice was that good this week, you know, that they were kind of maybe not fully on. And, you know, that's a reflection of you're hearing, you know, they read the paper, they're, you know, hearing guys like me talking to them, saying how great they are, and that's tough not to get caught up in that. And so the real test is how do you keep focused, and what's really important? Is it important for people to say you did great 1 week, or is it important to be remembered for a lifetime by having a really good season? And that's the goal they've got. You know, they talk about it, and they should openly. Their goal isn't just to win a few games or to even go undefeated. It's to go much further than that and go deep into the playoffs. And so they need to keep focused on that because it's going to get harder. And it's every day is going to be tested. We see some kids getting nicked up a little bit. That's the season as it wears on. We've got to stay healthy and keep people out there.
Some of those guys standing over there in jeans and their game jerseys, those guys are going to have the full pads on in a few weeks, and that just adds to the depth. But this team already full of depth. You look at these young guys, Dan, we talk about it over and over again, but they're not playing like young guys. You know, they physically don't look like young guys, and you might get that occasionally, but to have a guy that has a physical package and then matches that with the intensity, I say this over and over again, but with the intensity it takes to play at the varsity level, it's a different speed, but it's also a different intensity in terms of the concussion of the hits and then the pressure of the game.
No, definitely. And again, as the season goes on, it's going to get harder and harder. We're fortunate that we can two platoon right now. That is such a huge help that kids aren't having to go both sides of the ball and really get wore down. But still, we saw, you know, saw Ryan Sarver come up a little limpy on a play. And so we hope that everything's good there. We know Shadow Lesham was hurt last week and came out and played an outstanding game tonight, you know, and certainly didn't look 100%, but certainly went hard. Brett Lesham had the hand taped, you know, and that's nothing too serious, but still just the little things that you're looking at that you want to see the team stay healthy and keep on it.
Big T and C, you're on a lonely old field right there. I see you both standing on the C out there at the middle of the field representing Clark. And that was a pretty jubilant Blue Demon football team that just left the field. I know we missed Coach Staten, and you probably had him when we couldn't see it through the reflection we have up in this booth. But an impressive win for the Albia.
Impressive, you know, Jason. And you just can't say it enough. Tune thing is where it's at. I mean, you got great players at each position, two and three deep. You know, it's amazing. You know, you see our opponents start to kind of wind down towards halftime, and especially the third quarter, and we're just, our motors are running. You know, I mean, it's just it's an awesome thing to witness. I'm telling you.
Well, what do they talk about this week? CNN and let's don't jump to the this week. Let's jump to right now, because I think having a guy that's on that's been in the locker room after a game. This is a program that likes to celebrate victories, and they have what's called afterglow. And I know that talking to you and the other seniors, it's something that really means something to the players.
That's right. It's called afterglow, and I mean, it's something that after you win a game and you're with your brothers there, and you just, it's just like winning a war. I mean, you're there, you fought through all that you did, and you finally get it, you earn it, and you gotta celebrate with it. And Coach Staten does that, and it kind of eliminates the reason to go partying afterwards or stuff like that can hurt a team. Instead, he gets into a big old team thing that encourages everyone, and you get enthusiasm out of it.
Well, guys, lots of choices here for the player of the game, and I really don't even know where to start. You know, I think you look and you say, well, Ryan Sarver had that big first half, and then, you know, really there's so many guys. I'm going to have to say I'm going to stick with Ryan Sarver on the night. What do you guys got? We'll take your nominations.
You know, I'm going to flip the side on defense, go with Bryce Lesham. You know, we've seen him on special teams. He's leading the team in tackles. A sophomore coming in with those sure hands and aggressive play. You know, and that's an unknown or unseen part at times. We call his name, but yet you can't appreciate the magnitude of which he plays that game and helps the team get the ball back in good position.
How about you, Big T?
You know what? I'm going to take Mr. Highlight down there in the corner, Zach Hugan. What a grab! I mean, that was one hand from the top to the ground, and that was amazing. And you know, not only the catches, but Zach draws a lot of attention. You kind of fail to realize that. You know, they're double teaming him, and that opens other things up on our offense. So you know, I'm going to give it to Zach.
How about you, Big C?
I'm going to go with Griffin Olsen on this one. I mean, I think it was like 5-6 plays in a row. He gets 10-yard gains on the fullback spot, and it just opens up even bigger holes for the outside. And that, when the defense drawing in and just focusing on the inside, we just throw it to the outside for Sarver to run into the end zone. So I'm going to go with Griffin Olsen, getting all those yards, thought yards, and yeah.
Well, let's have a text, one for, send a 641-799-1437. Put one for Ryan Sarver. Two for
Bryce Leshen.
Bryce Leshen. Three for Griffin Olsen. And four, who'd you have? Three for Zach Eugen, four for Griffin Olsen. Yeah. One for Ryan Sarver. Two for Bryce Leshen, three for Zach Eugen, and four for Griffin Olsen, and we'll come back and give you your Eagles Club Impact Player of the ball game and set you up for the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. When we come back, your Impact Player of the ball game. Don't go anywhere.
More and more people of all ages are turning to chiropractic health care. There's a reason for that, and a doctor who can help you find out for yourself just how much chiropractic health care can improve your life. That doctor is Dr. Matt Sarver of Chiropractic Health Care of Albia at 909 South Clinton Street. No matter your age, Dr. Sarver can diagnose and treat common spinal misalignments that can occur from lifestyle or injury, which cause you pain and discomfort. Contact Dr. Matt Sarver at 932-2939 or stop by today.
After 12 years of working out of our home, we decided to kick my mother, Leslie Goodlow, and the girls, Dara May and Cindy Stafford, to the curb. That curb is located at 20 Washington Avenue East, otherwise known as the Cutting Edge, with services including perms, pedicures, cuts, colors, wigs, waxings, extensions, and manicures. Available 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday, with appointments earlier or later available upon request. Walk-ins are always welcome, or call us at 932-2111 to make your appointment today.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Play here for the Roadrunners. Three receivers, and he keeps it in the backfield and has his legs cut out from under him. The Mustangs with a great surge and a great defensive play as Vogel tried the keeper, and they had him spraddled out like a wishbone.
That is live streaming audio from stream number 5 and also on 106.9 FM KOJY in Bloomfield. That is Dave Schooley with the call for the Mustangs. This one's getting to become a little bit closer before we go back to Clark of Osceola to wrap things up. Davis County leads I-35 of Truro 28-20. We'll keep an eye on that one. That one is tightening up here at the end. A future opponent for Albia, both of these teams. In fact, next week it's Albia heading down to Davis County, and they're looking for their first win, but they only lead in Truro by 8 right now, as that one has grown tighter on KIIC.5 and 106.9 FM. All right, let's head back to Osceola. Here's the crew.
All right, as we wrap things up here from Clark, the Indians and the Blue Demons, that goes Albia's way here this evening, 57-7. Indians get a turnover that they take in for a touchdown, the only score on the night. So the defense, once again, did not give up any points and gets a shutout defensively. All right, let's get to our Eagles Club Impact Player of the ball game, and the final tally is in, and the Impact Player of the game goes to, courtesy of the fans, Ryan Sarver is your Eagles Club Impact Player of the ball game. Guys, a big game tomorrow. Let's get your quick predictions. We let these guys here at the press box go home tonight.
I'm going to say Iowa Hello. Iowa 10, Iowa State 3.
Wow, you're talking about a defensive matchup. How about you, Big C? You're not coming home if you don't pick it right, buddy.
I'm going to go Iowa probably 28-7.
And you, Big D?
Obviously, you guys are just a little something going on. Iowa State's going to win the game. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think either defense is that stellar. It's going to be 31-28 Iowa State. And I've got a special guest picker here, too. Carson Stalker is wanting to get on there. Carson, who's your pick tomorrow? Who's going to win? What's the score?
I'm going with Iowa 35-14.
You let him score 14. Carson, I'm ashamed of you. I thought you were a diehard. 35-14, you give him 14
points. And that's
points?
My son, and I can't raise him any better than that.
Yeah, awesome. You married well, buddy. You married up. But I'm going to tell you, boys, it's going to come down to the final bag of nachos. It always does, and it's going to be a special teams play that makes the play tomorrow. And the Hawks get a big block to field goal to save the day and win 24-21, the final score. And the Hawks get the win tomorrow. Write it down. Put it in ink and Jay Mill. While we're making scores up, I know you've been watching real scores all night long. And this one with lots of scores, Abby does get the win 57-6. Don't forget, Dan, Touchdown Tuesday,
yep.
$3 off for the third consecutive week.
Yep.
$3 off on Touchdown Tuesday. 9696 is your code on Touchdown Tuesday at both the Albia and La Villa Washingos. And Jay Mill, off to you, buddy, for the Locker Room Show. We're going to keep a close eye on that Davis County contest. And, of course, that's the opponent next week. Any rivalry of South Central Conference proportion, Davis County and Albia, longtime rivals, and we'll have that contest next Friday night. But let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio and turn things over to the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. You've been listening to Blue Demon Football.
All right, guys, makes me laugh. I told Tom Chamberlain at the beginning of the season that you'll probably get a couple of these that go into your $3 off range. That poor guy's only making $2 on an automatic wash on Tuesdays, but that's all right. That's it's what he signed up for. All right, you guys drive safe. I hope to hear back from you in the Shaggin' Wagon here soon in the Friday Night Lights vehicle as it points its way and heads east and heads back this direction. We'll be talking with you here in a little bit. But let's get you all caught up on all the scores. We are keeping an eye and an ear on that Davis County I-35 ball game. A big run by Spencer Bassett from Davis County just a few minutes ago got called all the way back on a chop block. So we will keep an eye and an ear on that one. All right, let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Several of these games have been over for some time, and we've got folks on their way home and want caught up on all the scores, so let's give them to you. Albia wins tonight 57-7, the number fourth-ranked team in Class 2A, according to the Register, has rolled up over 150 points so far this season in just three games. Sheraton, in a final, loses tonight at Norwalk, 35-12. They get back to the friendly confines of Reynolds Field next week for homecoming. Again, Norwalk wins it tonight, 35-12. Eddyville-Blakesburg with a win tonight in a final over Cardinal, 51-6. The Rockets are on a roll. We'll either catch up with our announcer Pat Powers and Jeff Sands or possibly even Eric Keller to see how the Rockets fared tonight on the field. We know how they fared on the scoreboard. Again, the Rockets win tonight 51-6. Continuing on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, as I look up here on the wall, I see that Wilton has won tonight 41-13, beating Sigourney Keota. Of course, the Cobras coming off that big victory last week against Pekin after the backyard brawl. But they fall tonight at Wilton. Wilton, by the way, ranked in the state as well in their respective class. So maybe not a surprise there. Wilton, 41. Sigourney Keota Cobras, 13. And Amos Griner, well, we're going to try to catch up with him in a little bit and see how that game went from our stream broadcast on KIIC.8. It was Wayne messing around with Mormon Trail tonight. A little cross-county rivalry. Mormon Trail out of Humiston. Falcons travel up to Humiston and finally pull out a big win, 50-6. The Falcons back on track after a loss last week to Eddyville-Blakesburg. All right, it is Davis County and I-35. Late in the fourth quarter, it's Davis County up by 8, 28-20. Davis County looking for their first win of the season, and this is Albia's next opponent at Davis County. It's Davis County 28, I-35, the Roadrunners 20. North Mahaska gets on the winning track in their fourth game of the season as they played in week zero. It's North Mahaska, the Warhawks 34, English Valleys 13. Pekin, after that loss in the backyard brawl last week, gets things back going again. Love to hear from Joe Donovan tonight. We'll try to catch up with him, coach of the Panthers, as they win 33-12 at Linville Sully. And it was Washington rolling on Fairfield tonight, 52-3. Actually, that game is in the fourth quarter, so that's not a final, but Washington looks to win that one over the Trojans of Fairfield. And a game that we've been watching all night, this one is going to be close. It's going to come down to the wire. It's been back and forth all night, and it's the Tigers right now by two on the Pella Little Dutch, 21-19. Grinnell 21, Pella 19 late in the game. Ottumwa on top of Des Moines East on the road. It's 22-14, the final for Zach Fonce's Ottumwa Bulldogs. Lewis Central in the fourth quarter here on Indianola, up by six. Lewis Central 20, Indianola 14. Continuing on the Friday Night Lights Tharp Funeral Home Big Board, Centerville in a win tonight. Congratulations to the Big Red as they beat Keokuk 49-20. Love to hear from Chuck Evans on how that game went as well. All right, it's Oskaloosa late in the game on top of Carlisle, 40-27. We're keeping an eye on that one, but that one looks to be in Indians' hands. 40-27, Oski on top of Carlisle. Winner set late in this one on top of the Panthers of Knoxville, 14-6. And it's Bondurant Farrar announcing their brand new stadium, or showing some nice pictures and getting some shovels in the ground here. Bondurant Farrar with their brand new football stadium. It's going to be one of the few high school football stadiums with artificial turf. They win tonight over CMB of Baxter, 33-12. Twin Cedars all over East Union, 62-36. And it was Tri-County, 66, Moravia, 30. Lisbon taking care of Van Buren tonight, 56-8. And it was PCM of Monroe getting beat tonight by Wes Marshall, 28-6. This game was at PCM. We'll try to catch up with some of the coaches there and see how that game went. Montezuma wins tonight over Pleasantville, 42-10. And it was Pella Christian. Coach Kack gets things back going for the Eagles tonight, 31-14. The Eagles win over Central Decatur. Urbandale all over Johnston tonight, 44-27. And I believe that is all the scores that we have. It's Friday the 13th, and our producers here are saying to me that out of all the games tonight, there have been at least four safeties. Hey, good job, you crack producers back there. So we've had four games that we've been following tonight that have had safeties, and it is Friday the 13th. You're right. All right, when we come back, we will start the Friday Night Lights Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance, and we'll be talking with coaches and some of our announcers from around Southern Iowa as we move towards the witching hour of midnight right here on Thunder Country, KIIC's Friday Night Lights. Stay here.
Here are the specials this week at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Jell-O gelatin and pudding mixes are five for $4. There's a super buy on Hunt's Manwich, 15-ounce cans, 99 cents. Vandekamp's pork and beans, 15-ounce cans, are five for $3. And assorted varieties of Chef Boyardee are four for $5. Save at Jim and Charlie's. International Harvester.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Tired of making payments on your high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low rate with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too. Now, during our Menard Day sale, save big on must-have tools for every job. Choose from a fantastic selection, including Code Red pry bars by Crescent on sale. Pick up an 18-inch indexing head pry bar that indexes over 180 degrees and locks into 16 positions, just $19.99. Save big on Code Red pry bars by Crescent and more must-have tools now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. Hell yeah. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch.